Recording 44. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about a family party. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what problem each speaker mentions about the party. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters that you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I arrived at the party a bit late because I work till 7 on Saturdays, and driving there took a while because of the traffic. Anyway, we'd rented a large room above a cafe for my sister's engagement party, and the cafe made all the food. There was masses of it, really delicious stuff. The room was also great as it had windows looking out over the river. It got very crowded because the whole extended family came, including her fiancé's family, of course, and there were lots of children, so it wasn't possible to dance or even move around much, but we managed to enjoy ourselves anyway.
Speaker 2.
Well, we arrived at about 8 for my grandma's birthday party, which is what the invitation said, but the party had already started. Apparently, most people had got there earlier, so it would be a real surprise party for Granny, but no one had told us about that, so we'd taken our time on the drive over there. Anyway, some other people arrived even later and missed out on the food. The catering was great. There were loads of amazing sandwiches and salads, cold meat, cheese and so on, but the children ate a lot of it before the adults got anywhere near it.
Speaker 3.
It was our 50th wedding anniversary on Saturday, and we had a lovely party organised by my daughter, Anna. She invited more than 80 people. I'd never realised what a large family we were, and I was almost overwhelmed by the emotion of it all. Anyway, there were lots of children. We've got 4 great-grandchildren and several great-nephews too. They were so well-behaved, all of them. There were lots from our generation too, and a few struggled to get up the 2 flights of stairs to the room. A ground floor room would have been better, really. Anyway, we all enjoyed it.
Speaker 4.
My sister-in-law had a lovely party last Saturday to celebrate qualifying as a doctor. Everyone got dressed up, well, nearly everyone. The teenagers didn't bother, but then they're always happier in jeans, aren't they? And there were lots of children. In fact, they got a bit overexcited and rushed around until they got dizzy. They were all right. They just needed a quiet area with a TV and some toys or books. Anyway, they had a good time like everyone else. The best thing for me was that I didn't have to think about any of the arrangements because my son took me there and just told me when to be ready.
Speaker 5.
My auntie was 65 last weekend and the whole family was invited to a party. It was held in a modern hall down a little side street and not easy to find, but we took a taxi there rather than the bus, so it wasn't a problem. It had a large balcony, so although there were a lot of people, there was plenty of room out there when you needed a breath of fresh air. The invitation didn't say what to wear, so I wore a suit. No one else dressed quite so smartly, and I was a bit embarrassed. But everything went off perfectly, and the food and drink was fantastic.
Now listen again.